so the skills competition is out of the way.
Yep.
Now we get back to some actual hockey tonight. The 3-on-3 tournament style, do you change your game prep at all? Do you get ready any differently, or is it you're just looking forward to going out and having some fast hockey?
Yeah, I don't change anything. It's overtime pretty much, but you know, there's just a lot more open ice, obviously. You know, 2-on-1s, breakaways, odd man rushes. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's back to back action and lots of goal scoring. So I think it's a lot of fun out there.
What, you know, and this kind of goes along with how overtime is in regular hockey as well. What is so much fun about playing that big open ice style?
Well, I mean, like you said, there's a lot more open ice, and you know, someone's not always on top of you, and usually when, you know, one chance happens at the other end, if it's not a goal, it's going the other way, because, you know, you don't got anybody covering for you. There's not as many guys out there, so I don't think coaches are thrilled when you give up a chance, but when it's going the other way, it's fun, and hopefully you're on the right end of it.
It's got to be a little challenging, though, you know, playing with guys that you're not used to passing to or who aren't used to passing to.
Yeah. I don't think it's, I mean, these guys are at the All-Star game for a reason. I mean, they're, you know, near the top of their team, for skilled players, and, can all score and pass. So I think, you know, it's fun to play with different guys like that. It gives a different perspective on, you know, plays to make and stuff that happens out there.
You know who's in your division, so, how do you think things are shaping up in the North Division tonight?
You gotta look pretty good. I think Toronto and Rochester are, you know, up, running away with the division. So they got a couple guys here and some good players, and I think it always helps to be on the team that's hosting the All-Star game, to be on that team too. So Utica's having a good year too. So I think it's gonna be a lot of fun to play with those guys, and should have the home crowd behind us.
Absolutely. One last thing tonight. You know, the league is partnering with the NHL. Hockey Fights Cancer tonight. How important do you think that is for the American League to step into that initiative as well and really bring some awareness to that organization?
I think it's great. I think, you know, the NHL is a bigger stage and platform to, you know, have that initiative on. And I think the American League continues to grow. I mean, going to 31 teams next year, and just to have all those teams involved and the league involved, I think obviously it's, you know, a terrible disease, and majority of people, I think, are if not personally touched by it, you know someone or somehow connected to it. So I think it's really easy to get behind it for us as players, and I think as fans too. I think it's I think it's great. I think it, when you know, when you wear those colors, and when I think fans have the opportunity to, you know, not just see us as players, but you know, to maybe have that connection to people that we know too, and I think that goes a long way, and I think it's a really great thing the league's doing.